Greetings to the brightest audience in the country. I am Bob Enyart, the pastor of Denver Bible Church. News for today, the America's Independent Party has nominated Alan Keyes to be their presidential candidate. Lord willing, we'll be hearing from Alan Keyes in just a few moments. He is the keynote speaker at the events Power in the Park and the evening rallies during the DNC sponsored by American Right to Life. And so many Christian pro-life organizations are in town, including Christian Defense Coalition, Operation Save America, Operation Rescue West, Missionaries to the Preborn with Matt Truella, and Randall Terry, founder of Operation Rescue, has announced that there is plans for civil disobedience in order to disrupt the effort to nominate Barack Obama because of his hardcore support of child killing. On the phone right now for an update, we have Randall Terry. Randall, welcome to Bob Enyart Live.
Bob, thanks for having me. I'll make room quickly for the presidential nominee, which is very exciting. A couple of things have emerged in the last 48 hours. The two key things are this, is that the Democrats are holding their first ever interfaith service from 2 to 4 p.m. on Sunday. Now, you know that Obama is trying to go after the evangelical vote, he's trying to go after the Catholic vote, and has been somewhat successful in seducing people.
That's right. So, Randall, for years, the Democratic Party would not even have American flags at their conventions. Now, not only have they started flag waving, but they are aggressively courting Christians, and that's a change, and it's dangerous, of course.
Yes. Well, and in about 1 minute, I'm going to give out my cell phone, or our work cell phone. And so, people, this is what I'm asking you to do.
Yeah.
I'm asking you to join us protesting, lifting up our voice, prophesying, preaching to all of these people who come into this interfaith service, quoting the scriptures, quoting from Jeremiah, shame on you, quoting the commandment, you shall not murder. I mean, you've got a nun speaking, a Muslim imam speaking.
Yes.
You've got various Protestant ministers speaking.
So this is
this
Monday.
This is a disgrace.
Randall,
this is Sunday afternoon.
Oh,
Sunday afternoon.
Sunday afternoon from 2 to 4.
And we're going to meet. We're going to meet at 1:30.
All right.
So I'm going to give my phone number. We want you to join us. And the website is humbleplea.com.
Humbleplea.com.
Humbleplea.com. Now, also, I don't know what possessed them to do this, but they have opened up their caucuses to the public.
In other words, the African American Caucus, the Faith
yes.
Forum, these are open to the public. The Women's
yes.
Caucus.
Yes, I mean, think about it. We've got all these black Christians coming to town. We need to get them in the caucus meetings. We need to get pro-life women in the Women's Caucus meetings.
That's right. And Power in the Park. We're speaking to Randall Terry, founder of Operation Rescue, and for a news update, 1 minute before we get presidential candidate Alan Keyes on the line. And so, Randall, all these caucuses are open to the public, and we have black leaders from across America coming to Denver for Power in the Park, sponsored by American Right to Life and Colorado Right to Life. And so you're saying that it's an open invitation to go speak to these pro-abortion black leaders, the Interfaith Caucus, and so on.
Absolutely. I'm going.
Okay.
I'm going. Here's my cell number. And people, we need you to help. We need your help. We need volunteers. Here's my cell. 904-687-9804. I'm in Denver right now. We're handing out tens of thousands of pieces of literature against Obama. We could use help with the literature. But we need people to join us at that interfaith thing. It's 904-687-9804. 904-687-9804, and the website is humbleplea.com. Give me a call right now as soon as you're done listening to Dr. Keyes.
All right. Thank you, Randall Terry.
Bob, thanks. Bye-bye.
Appreciate that. That's Randall Terry, founder of Operation Rescue, in town for the DNC. Now, the Power in the Park event has speakers from across America, and because Planned Parenthood located their largest yet abortion clinic in our city, 52,000 square feet in a minority neighborhood, Power in the Park has a focus of the genocide on the black community by abortion with speakers like Ambassador Alan Keyes and the Reverend Clinard Childress of BlackGenocide.org and the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson and locally Philip Porter, Bishop Porter, past board, is director of the board of Promise Keepers. Significant leaders from across this country. And right now we want to go to the keynote speaker of these events, Alan Keyes, newly nominated presidential candidate for America's Independent Party. Alan Keyes, welcome to Bob and Yurt Live.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you.
It's an honor, Alan. So before we talk about power in the park, and you'll be coming to Colorado during the DNC, can you tell us about the nomination that happened on Wednesday? I've been reading it from newspaper reports around the country, especially in Chicago, Illinois. But tell me about that nomination.
Well, this is a group of folks who have been organizing around the country who feel that the choices being offered are simply not good enough for America, mainly because you have alternatives that want us to open the door to America's destruction in some way, either like Barack Obama by abandoning the moral foundations and constitutional principles of the country, or McCain, who has proven himself to be an inveterate enemy of real self-government, trying to destroy grassroots politics and efforts like McCain-Feingold that have been backed with left-wing money from George Soros and other folks. Or you have people like Chuck Baldwin, who is good on some things, but then wants to follow Ron Paul, Obama, and people like this in sacrificing the strength and security of America. And finally, overriding it all, you have the commitment that many of these people have, McCain and Obama especially, to the destruction of American sovereignty, through which they have opened up the borders, are not willing, in fact, to institute the kind of security we need, the enforcement of our laws, so that we can end what amounts to the demographic invasion of this country and the subversion of the constitutional sovereignty of our people.
Alan Keyes, can I add one point to that list of grievances? A reason why I'm glad you're running for president against John McCain is because he may have had a Saturday night conversion with Rick Warren, but his statement that he believes that life begins at conception was a stark contradiction to his entire political career, where he has stood by or he has actually become an accomplice to the killing of countless tiniest boys and girls through the abortion holocaust in America. John McCain has been an enemy of the unborn his entire political career.
Well, I think, you know, he's one of these people, when he first started out, it's my impression, because of the pro-life nature of his base in Arizona. He was voting for things that appeared to be pro-life. But I know that by the time I ran against him in 2000 in the Republican primary, he had altered his viewpoint and was bending over backwards to appeal to the pro-abortion constituency, was making pro-abortion pronouncements. And even now, though he says that he believes that life begins at conception, he's actually willing to act as if we could leave the question of respect for that life up to the state legislatures, even though we know that the founding national principle of this country says that each and every person has an unalienable right to life. So if he knows that that life is in the womb from the moment of conception and fertilization, why is it that he is willing to leave it up to the states to decide whether that right, which is essential to our liberty as a free people, is going to be respected? It's obvious that it's for political reasons, that he hasn't thought it through, and he involves himself in this way in a studied contradiction.
Yeah, sadly, it's election manipulation to convince pro-lifers that they should support him while he is actually pro-abortion. The last time John McCain allocated funds to kill a child by surgical abortion with tax dollars was on October 27, 2005. To this day, he's refused to endorse Colorado's Human Life Amendment. In fact, there are personhood ballot initiative. Alan Keyes, you were at the press conference when Colorado for Equal Rights announced that they're beginning their petition drive. He's also refused to be a co-sponsor of Senate Bill 3111 in Washington, D.C., where we have 11 U.S. senators have co-sponsored Senator Wicker's human life bill that would guarantee protection under law for every human being beginning at the moment of fertilization. John McCain has refused to support these efforts. He supports funding for dissecting and research on the tiniest human beings, embryonic stem cell research. So, Alan Keyes, thank you for having the courage.
I must say that the stand on embryonic stem cell research, and in the piece I recently had published on WorldNet Daily, where I talked about McCain's abandonment of principle on all the key areas of conservative concern, I highlighted the fact that if you're willing to support embryonic stem cell research, it means that you do not, in fact, believe in the fundamental principle that we are all created equal, and that you have abandoned that principle. And once you do so, you are no longer pro-life as a matter of moral understanding and moral commitment and moral principle. It's just a matter of political expediency.
That's absolutely right. Alan Keyes, can you tell us, before now we'll talk about power in the park, but first, could you tell us something else about America's Independent Party? I know it's a pro-family, pro-life, conservative organization. Anything else about the party itself?
Well, I believe that it's an effort, people around the country at the grassroots, to develop a structure that will offer people a principled alternative to these two parties that have joined forces in the abandonment, basically, of both the moral principles and the institutional realities of self-government in this country. One way or another now, both Democrats and Republicans, as embodied by McCain and Obama, are willing to destroy Republican self-government, and the America's Independent Party is committed to the principles of the Declaration of Independence and to seeing them implemented by true respect for the Constitution of the United States, and carrying that out in terms of the specific areas of policy where these things are now being trampled on, ignored, abandoned, or called into question. Because I think there's hardly an area now that we address as a people where we do not find that people are turning against the principles of self-government and returning us to the days of elite government, government by the few, through government mechanisms that then dominate and destroy the will of the people.
And Alan Keyes, presidential candidate with America's Independent Party, to contrast that party, your party, with the Libertarian Party. I have in front of me their platform. Many conservative Christians think the Libertarian Party is their home. The platform for the Libertarian Party officially is pro-legalized abortion, pro-legalized euthanasia, pro-homosexual, pro-pornography, pro-legalized crack cocaine, pro-legalized suicide, pro-legalized prostitution. That is the Libertarian Party, which is a godless, immoral party.
I was kind of surprised that Bob Barr would associate himself with the Libertarians. Not that I don't find some things that they stand for on the economic front and other areas to be compatible with my own views.
That's
but
right.
They derive their stands from an unprincipled basis that essentially rejects the moral basis of the country. And just as I found that when I went over to talk to the people in the Constitution Party and they asked me to abandon what I believe were the fundamental requirements of America's national security, I couldn't do it. I could not say yes for the sake of some kind of political ambition. I don't believe that you sacrifice this nation, whether in its principles or in the needs of its security, in order to form some kind of political alliance that you think will promote yourself. I think that that's against and contrary to the real responsibilities of leadership.
Absolutely. And for those reasons also, we were so excited to find out, Alan, that in the states that you'll be on the ballot, Colorado is one of those. And so many of our activist friends are thrilled that they have a moral, principled choice for president come November. So you'll be on the ballot in Colorado and elsewhere. We're thanking the Lord.
We're working hard to get on the ballot in as many places as we can through the petition processes and so forth. Americans ought to realize, though, that the two parties have erected incredible barriers to entry, trying to make it extremely difficult for us to have a really competitive political system. Mm-hmm. But at the same time, the people always have it within their reach. As I'm telling folks, if you are dissatisfied with choices, don't buy this notion that you've got to choose evil. Because in point of fact, it is still within the power of every American who goes into the voting booth, I think in almost every state, to write in a person they believe is right for this country. And so in addition to the areas where we'll be on the ballot in a formal sense, we are going to be promoting vigorous write-in campaigns that would symbolize the ability of the people of this country to take back control of a political process that now has been hijacked by two elitist parties who mean to impose that domination on the people, as exemplified by the border issues, where they're standing diametrically opposed to 85-90% of the people who want to see border security and the enforcement of our immigration law.
And thank you for all that, Alan Keyes. And the principle that people claim to abide by those who want us to vote for John McCain is they say, don't waste your vote. If that was an actual principle, then 2,000 years ago, they would have voted for Barabbas instead of Jesus Christ. And 60 years ago, they would have voted for the Marxists or the Nazis, for Hitler in Germany. And maybe in November, they'd vote for Obama if it's obvious that he's going to beat McCain. So that
it's clear. That whole argument is simply silly. Because as I often explain to people, we're supposed to have a representative government, right? If because somebody is hurting you that way with phony manipulation and media hype, you say, oh, I got to vote for the winner. That means, first of all, that you didn't choose the winner. Your vote didn't determine the winner, because that's been determined before you got there. And second, it means that you're going to vote for somebody who doesn't represent you. And what happens to representative government when people waste their vote for people who don't represent them? Well, you get a government that doesn't represent you. Why are we surprised that that's happening right now, with a government ignoring us on border issues, ignoring us on the price of energy, ignoring us on the requirements of our family life and our decent morality? It's because we keep giving into these arguments to vote for people who don't represent us, because that's the only choice we're going to get.
Absolutely right. And where we have people saying they're going to vote for John McCain, Christian, conservative, Republican, Protestant, and Catholics, what's happened, instead of the Christians pulling the Republican Party to a more godly platform, Republican Party politics are dragging Christians into the sewer of moral compromise, where we have Christians by the millions, by my observation, who no longer understand even right from wrong. They don't understand thou shalt not murder, don't commit adultery, don't steal. There is a great morass that's come across the body of Christ in America, and it's largely because of compromise with the political process.
Well, sadly, I think you're absolutely right. In the piece that I wrote, I called it In Good Conscience. I think they had the headline for it, No Choice But Evil, on WorldNet Daily. And you can see it at alankeys.com now. I think they've got the site up, and that particular essay is kind of the introduction of folks to my thinking at this time. But I talk there about the surrender to moral relativism that is involved in accepting this argument that one has to vote for evil because you have no choice, or because some greater evil is going to win. If you do that, you have made evil your standard. And from a Christian point of view, by the way, that's diametrically and directly opposed to what Jesus Christ told us to do. And I think the very coming of Christ was meant to be God's clear mandate that there will always be a good choice if we are willing to stand up for it, walk in the path that Christ set, and bear, if need be, the cross and suffering that comes from it. That's the Christian ethic that led to the martyrs and led, in fact, to the conversion of so many people all over the world through that example of courage that comes from holding on to what is right and good and never surrendering to the choice of evil.
We're speaking with Alan Keyes, presidential nominee from America's Independent Party. And Alan, you are the keynote speaker for a couple of the events coming up during the DNC in Colorado. If we could just touch on that, the audience, I want them to know what's going to happen and where. Power in the Park, extraordinary events happening in the mornings during the DNC at Martin Luther King Jr. Park in Denver near 38th and Quebec. It's a half block from Planned Parenthood's largest abortion clinic in the country, the 52,000 square foot Auschwitz right here in Denver. And Alan Keyes will be speaking. Alan, not only you, we've got the Reverend Clenard Childress of blackgenocide.org. We have Jesse Lee Peterson, who, of course, people know from Fox News. We have Flip Benham, who's the director of Operation Rescue National. The president of American Right to Life, Brian Rohrbaugh. Columbine Dad will be there. The sponsor of the Personhood Amendment, Christy Burton. The campaign team, Matt Truella of Missionaries to the Preborn. So many Christian leaders from around the country and around the state of Colorado will be in the evenings. There will be evening rallies on the north side of Denver at St. Stephen's Church in North Glen. And I'm going to give out the address. It's 10828 Huron Street. So the first time to come on out and hear Alan Keyes and hear the Reverend Jesse Lee Peterson and so many other wonderful leaders is Sunday evening at the rally at St. Stephen's Church, beginning at 6:30. 6:30 in the evening, a fabulous time. And then Monday morning, beginning as early as 7 a.m., although, Alan, of course, you're not speaking till a bit later, but people could come out anytime Monday morning, the earlier the better, and you could even stay for lunch. Colorado Right to Life is springing for lunch for the whole crowd who's ever there. Hot dogs grilled in the park, Martin Luther King Jr. Park. There is going to be a photograph of black pastors standing outside of the abortion clinic in the minority neighborhood right there, Planned Parenthood's clinic. That's going to be at 10:45 a.m. So please, if you can, come on out. So, Alan, you'll be here during part of the DNC, is that right?
Well, I'm coming for these events, actually. I'll tell you the honest truth. Under ordinary circumstances, I'd probably stay as clear of Denver during the DNC as I could. But I could not resist coming in to second the motion for the Colorado personhood effort and to highlight the fact that we now have an election where what is at stake is whether or not we are going to accept what amounts to a counterfeit view that some kind of candidate standing up there who not only supports abortion but who has refused to join forces with even those in his own party who want to stop the heinous practice of infanticide, killing innocent babies after they survive a failed abortion, and even the hardcore pro-abort were willing to join forces to end that heinous practice in the state of Illinois. And Barack Obama said no, and stood against it on the claimed basis that somehow or another this was going to infringe abortion rights. That radical commitment to evil is now being portrayed as some historic breakthrough for the black community, which, after all, was one of the greatest historic victims of the very evil that takes helpless innocence and abuses and mistreats it on the grounds of superior development or power. This is a travesty, and I think that these events will help to highlight that truth.
All right, and Alan Keyes, I received a call today from the Knights of Columbus group in Puerto Rico, and the gentleman who called is very involved in the Puerto Rico Right to Life organization. He's involved with Reverend Tom Eitenhauer, Human Life International. I believe you know Father Tom. And
yes, I do.
He asked us this, Alan. He said, what's happening in Colorado needs to happen in Puerto Rico. Can you guys help us craft the language to work for 2009 for a human life amendment here in Puerto Rico? And I put him in touch with our personhood people at American Right to Life. And praise God, this is a fire that's caught on. It's going around the country. It's going to Europe. We've heard from pro-lifers in Europe who want to do the same thing. And, Alan, personhood doesn't only affect the issue of abortion. It seems to be the foundation of any political platform that's just.
Well, I think that that's very true, because it is the logical and necessary consequence of a real embrace of the founding principles of this country. The idea that justice requires that we respect that equality which invests each and every human person by the will of God, not by the authority of the Constitution, not by the authority of the Bill of Rights or human choice or any of those other things that we would ascribe to human sources. But in order for law to be just and in order for government to be just, it must respect these basic rights that have been established by the will of God and that are reflected in the way he made nature itself, in the way he framed the universe, reflects the requirement that is represented by these unalienable rights and the obligation to respect them. That's the bedrock of the whole way of life that America represents, the whole claim of people to govern themselves based upon consent. And if you embrace that, then you are restoring the true foundations of this country's life, just as they had to be restored in the era of the Civil War, as they had to be restored through the work of the Civil Rights Movement. So the continuation of that civil rights effort is now focused on making sure we vindicate the rights of all humanity in the womb.
And we have our founding document, the Declaration of Independence, which acknowledges that these rights are endowed. We are endowed with a right to life from our Creator, so that these rights don't come from the delivery doctor at the moment we're born, but they come at the moment we are created. Alan Keyes, I learned that from you, after 20 years in this battle. Thank you for that. And here, as we fight the campaign, the personhood campaign in Colorado, we have Planned Parenthood admitting publicly they can't answer the question of when life begins. They think that's not a relevant question.
Well, the sad thing is that the idea that you don't have to determine and acknowledge in principle the sanctity of life from the beginning means that whenever you can convince enough people to target this or that group of human individuals, you will once again be able to trample on their dignity. That's exactly what supported heinous notions that led to slavery, that led to racial discrimination, that led to colonial oppression of all varieties and kinds. If you can get enough people on your side, enough power on your side, enough force on your side, then what you say becomes law, even if it means the destruction of the dignity of whole groups of other human beings. I thank God that this country was founded on a different understanding that looks to the transcendent will of God and the natural law that reflects that will to establish the principles of justice. It was this understanding, for instance, that Martin Luther King explicitly embraced in the letter from a Birmingham jail, as he made it clear that there is such a thing as an unjust law, a law that violates the transcendent moral law that reflects the will of the Creator. Too many people now have turned their backs on that understanding, and by doing so, they open the door to new eras of human oppression that will be made worse instead of better by the scientific knowledge and technology we can now bring to bear in the power of injustice.
And Alan Keyes, last comment, you just mentioned Martin Luther King Jr.'s letter from the Birmingham jail, and I, at the top of the show, we gave the news report Operation Rescue, and their founder, Randall Terry, is in town, and they are going to be engaged in civil disobedience, peaceful. But Martin Luther talked about creating social tension in order to highlight the grave wickedness that's prevalent in our society. Today, it's legalized child killing. So American Right to Life is committed to law-abiding work to change the laws, but also to bring about social tension so that our government could be coerced into correcting this injustice of child killing.
Well, I think that one of the reasons that Martin Luther King invoked the transcendent understanding that there is a standard established by God through nature to determine justice and injustice is because he knew that there are times when people have to take a path that calls into question unjust procedures and practices of government that wear the name of law but that violate its actual substance.
That's right. Alan Keyes, Alan, we're out of time. Alan Keyes, thank you so very much.
You're welcome. God bless you.
Look forward to seeing Alan Keyes at Power in the Park and the evening rallies in Maranatha Christian Center. What a great school.